Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books. Adjusting equipment while it said my name. It's life's great. Happy New Year to Paulie.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to my good friend over there from the Bluegrass Man.
Carl Stump, the bluegrass guy.
Well, that's how you do it. I always call you the bluegrass guy. Every time I write on my notes for you, I write bluegrass. You ever wonder what notes people write for you? Like, you know, I wonder what people write for me. Jerk.
No. Well, most bluegrass comes from the lawn and department.
So I've been watching Kevin Hart, right?
Yes.
Kevin Hart, he's on Netflix. And his operation he's building is going to be over $1 billion pretty soon. That's what his goal is. And he has all these TV shows and stuff. And he had a five-part series on Netflix. And one of the things he said was is that success is when you have team players. And you got to take care of your team players, too. In other words, he bought them all cars. In other words, you can't build a billion-dollar operation by yourself, is what he's saying. It has to be teamwork.
For sure.
Right? And then take care of the people that are helping you.
Yep.
Right? And it's kind of neat. Like, it's on Netflix. It's just kind of neat to watch behind the scenes. And he came from the projects. So that's why it's even more important. You can't say he was born with a silver spoon. So it's kind of neat, his from rags to riches story. Just that alone by itself is a good story. Right?
Right.
Someone that comes from nothing, I let that word emphasize, nothing, and builds it. So, and he's had some controversy too, and they show it like in the series on Netflix. So it's not been all smooth sailing. But one of the things I like about him is, if everybody watches it, when you make a mistake, promptly admit it. Notice I said the word when.
There's right? Never an if. You always make mistakes.
Right. So what he did is, at first you could see where he tried to, like, saying, no, I'm not going to, and that was his thing. And then he didn't realize how it backlashed. But once he promptly said, hey, look, I was wrong. And you don't say to someone, I'm sorry. What do you think of that? Don't say, I'm sorry. You say, what can I do to make it right? Right? Because yes. Sometimes sorry just doesn't cut it. How many times can you tell someone, I'm sorry, and then repeat it? Right? That's the definition of insanity.
Yes.
Right? Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Right.
So say to the person, you know, I was wrong. I am sorry. I guess you could say that. But what can I do to make it right is the most important thing.
Making it right has more to do with repentance than that does mean you're really, really sorry for what you did.
Is that right?
Yes.
I never heard that word. Is that a Christian word, like for Catholics?
Not a Catholic, Christian word, yeah.
What does it say, that word again?
Repentance.
Repentance. Did you know that word?
I do now.
Yeah. How did we get on that? Anyhow. So anyhow, I just wanted to share that with everybody, that like, when you're wrong, promptly admit it, and then go to the person, and then you relieve someone of a resentment, too. They say resentment is the number one thing why people get angry, right? Resentment is a word, re means to redo. Sentiment is an old Greek word which means to feel. And when you have a resentment, you re-feel it. And the more you re-feel it, the more you place that person at blame. And you, what you do is you scrape off a little bit of what your part was in it. And then by the time you re-loop that resentment in your head, they're the devil and you're lily white as snow, because what was your part in it, right? So to re-feel it is a resentment, right? So when you say to someone, what can I do to make it right? You're relieving them, not even for yourself, of a resentment against you. And now they're at peace.
Well, it shows true remorse. You know, you can say you're sorry flippantly all the time, and it doesn't mean anything. But if you show remorse by asking what you can do to make it right, then that indicates repentance.
Repentance.
And then you do everything to not do it that way again.
What's your feelings on what I just said? You have any comments or
input? Well, not really, but I'm just thinking about the derivation of repentance and
resentment.
Resentment, and they're almost a like or opposite like statement word.
Wow, think about that. That's a good point.
They're quite opposite.
Right, like if you want to change, right? Because this is the whole thing too. Is why I'm going with this again. Because every year I watch a series, Kevin Hart says all the things he said 10 years ago, he's a new man, but no one knows it. Right?
Right.
So well, then what happens is, you know, even though you change, people might not know it.
Well, and here's the thing. If you say you're sorry, but you really have no intention of doing it differently next time, it means nothing. And that happens so often. People say they're sorry, and then they go back and keep doing the same thing.
Right.
And if
I've done that myself.
I've done it, and I think everybody has, because we can only do what we're capable of. And if you're really sorry, that you try to do it differently.
And they call that a living amends. Like, say if someone, say, passed away, the way you can make up to that person is don't do what you did to them, where, like, say if you stole from your parents, let's just say, don't steal. Have a living amends to make the wrong right.
Exactly.
Anyhow, how'd we get into that?
I don't know.
That was not planned.
I don't know.
Oh, because of Kevin Hart.
Okay,
because Kevin Hart was through all this controversy, stuff that he said 10 years ago. But today he's not that person. And he did it in his comedy act, right? And he's like saying, I said I'm sorry, like, but people still aren't accepting his apology. And that's where that came from. And
well, that's very interesting, because being a statement of sorry is a statement of sorrow. And how far deep is the sorrow?
Right. Is it genuine?
Is it genuine?
Right.
Well, you know, who hasn't said really stupid stuff, but who wants to keep getting beat over the head with it? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we forgive people?
You know? They asked Jesus how they said to him, well, how many times should we forgive someone? And he said 7 times 77. Is that correct? Right?
It's correct.
So just keep, because if you have a heart, because if you forgive, then people forgive you. It's all what's in your heart and your attitude. If you want to have an attitude, your attitude should be love, forgiveness, kindness, be gentle, be patient, and whatever other ones you want to use. If you have that attitude, your altitude is going to go real high, because people that have good attitudes generally get it from gratitude.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. If your heart's in the right place, you're going to screw up, and you don't want to screw up, but that happens because we're human. So that's right. A big difference than just being flippant and doing whatever you want and still saying sorry because you don't mean it. And not only that, the agape that you're talking about from the Bible, from 1 Corinthians, that's not anything to do with romantic or feelings. That's a way of life. We're supposed to be patient and kind. That's supposed to be our attitude. And
right, love and tolerance.
Right.
That's our code.
It's not to be abused. That's never been what that meant, but it's meant to have. I mean, if you love yourself, you won't allow yourself to continue to be abused.
Right. And a good definition of integrity is you do the right thing when no one's watching.
Exactly. Good character.
Right? Good character. And the more you express gratitude for what you have, the more you're going to get gratitude for. Mm-hmm. Right. Because then you're on that constant motion. And it flips, though, for complaining. the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
Well, if your attitude is loving without expecting anything in return, that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Because otherwise, it's manipulation.
Right. And give and ask no reward.
Right.
Love with no price tag. And, you know, I say this to my kids and all this stuff, but I can't say that I always do it. And I had this, like, real spiritual leader. He said to me, he was like, you know, I said, well, I don't always do everything I tell people that, like, to give and ask no reward. I can't say I always do that, right? And he's like, That was his answer. And I always remember him saying that to me. This is one of my spiritual advisors. So, but just keep power of the spoken word. So let's go into it. We went into our little sermon thing there. We're going to talk about your friend.
Okay.
And then, Tom, you there? You want to just set up the first tape? And let's get this ball rolling. This is the Bluegrass Show. So I got to ask the Bluegrass. I call you. I write down Bluegrass every time, so I don't put your first name down. Say your name and what, like, where you're from and what you do.
All right. My name is Carl Stump. And, yes, I am a snowbird. And I'm from the mid-New York state range around Syracuse, Rochester area. I've been there all, on and off all my life. And so bluegrass music is alive and well in New York and in Kentucky and in Japan and all over the place. So,
how'd you get started?
Well, I brought actually a group of CDs that began with the first, the father of CD bluegrass music was Bill Monroe. And we're going to start. I brought some CDs. And if we can, are we ready to roll one? We're going to roll one of the very first bluegrass songs by Bill Monroe, Footprints in the Snow.
Some folks like the summertime and they can walk about strolling through the meadow green at petting, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when the snow is on the ground, for a founder when the snow is on the ground. Oh, I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow. Oh, I blessed and a happy day that Nellie lost her way, for I found her when the snow lay on the ground. I dropped in to see her, there was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, but it'd be returning soon. I found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow lit on the ground. Oh, I traced her little footprints in the snow.
All right, that's Bill Monroe with Footprints in the Snow. And I just wanted to point out, it's from the 1940s version of Bill Monroe. It's kind of primitive compared to what it's the music has turned to today. There was no banjo, for example, in that, and Bill Monroe was famous for his banjo, featured in his bluegrass music. And Bill Monroe's band was from Kentucky, which is the home of bluegrass, the vegetation bluegrass, and that was the name of his band, the Bluegrass Boys. But it was very popular in the Appalachian area. So we're going to do another CD that features the Stanley Brothers, and you're going to hear more banjo in that one. Here we go, the Stanley Brothers.
Girl, you love. Free air, right? Never home. Now, mountain girls can't. standing here feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind.
That's the Stanley Brothers, the 1960s version, and you can hear quite a difference between the Monroe, Bill Monroe version, and the banjo was really featured in that. But by now, bluegrass music was beginning to have a soul of its own, and everybody knew what bluegrass music should sound like. But it needs some sophistication because it was still appealing to the Appalachian community, where they did not have, I would have to call, sophisticated music. It was still trying to imitate the hillbilly nature that we all saw in the comic books. Maybe you would recall some of the hillbillies in the old comic books. I'm going to move on now to the seldom seen, and you're going to hear a vast difference now in the seldom seen is doing a lot of dobro work, and that's a slide guitar in an introduction of a new instrument to the music. The dobro was never part of bluegrass music until the seldom seen introduced it. Seldom seen. House of Gold.
People steal, they cheat and lie for the wealth and what it will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day that the gold and silver will melt away? I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved, and to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God. Good is gold and silver too, when your heart's not pure and true.
All right, that's the seldom seen from 2002, and you can hear the sophistication of the production of the music now. The harmonies were very, very well done, well balanced. And it's beginning to introduce itself to bluegrass music as being now coming over from the country western venue where it had been for so long. And we all liked the older country western, but now this more sophisticated bluegrass music is coming to life. I'm going to now move on to...
I was going to say that was really pleasant. You know, that's where gospel meets bluegrass meets country.
Absolutely.
It was really nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And bluegrass music has always been the sound of the music, of the family values, of the community values, and that's moving on into that direction, and it's appealing to a wider crowd. We're going to play one now from Chris Jones. This is actually getting far more sophisticated, and Chris Jones is actually a bluegrass disc jockey on another radio, the CD. So we'll play Chris Jones.
Wake up, little Maggie. Why do you sleep so sound? Them highway robbers are coming. They're gonna tear your playhouse down. Oh, where is my little darling? That girl I love so dear. She's gone away and left me. She's courting some other one.
This is an a cappella song, as you're listening to now. We're going to move on to an instrumental version of the Chris Jones, and I think it's on side two or version two.
To my home, such as it is, you notice that I never lock the door. You found the final refuge of a wounded heart. Grab a chair, just sit on the floor. Practice makes perfect. Look around and see, lonely comes easy to me. Comes easy to me. Sorry about the darkness, I'll pull up the blinds. My eyes don't adjust well to the light. You can have some coffee, here's my only cup. Please stay a while, I've got all day and night. Practice makes perfect. Look around and see, lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. The frame's a little cracked. This allegory, she's easy on the eyes. I'd love to talk about her, but that's all in the past. You can see that I moved on to bluer skies. Practice makes perfect. Look around and see, lonely comes easy to me. Comes easy to me. Lonely comes easy to me.
All right, that's Chris Jones. Chris Jones, now that's a much more sophisticated sound than what we've been listening to. And so I'm going to back away a little bit, and we're going to take the show right away from Kevin, and we're going to turn the show over to
Polly.
Polly.
And thank you. And that last song was lovely. Very nice.
Thank you.
I think we have Gianna on the phone.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Hi, Gianna.
I'm doing all right. How are you, Polly?
Doing okay, I guess.
Oh, good.
Well, what do you have going that's new and exciting on the new year?
Well, trying to continue to recover as quickly and possibly as my body will let me.
Right. You had the surgery a month or so ago?
Yeah, actually, it was back in early October.
Oh, goodness.
But
time flies.
It's a slow, very slow recovery. To me, it's going very slow. According to my doctor, I'm right on track. So
Oh, gosh. Yeah. When you're the one that's used to being up all the time and doing everything you do, that's slow. I can see why you're frustrated a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, it is very slow.
Well, we miss you around here. Do you know when you'll be back and what's exciting coming up after you recover?
Well, there's a lot of new things with the company that I work for. I'm really excited to be able to get back and doing real estate again because I haven't been able to do hardly much at all because we merged. ListSmart merged with a Century 21 franchise here in Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. So we're able to do a lot more. We have a lot more marketing that we're able to do now. So I'm really excited to get back into that, getting back into open houses and
fantastic.
Get back out with people again.
What's your target date for being back up and going?
Well, depending on how what my body will allow, I'm hoping... goodness, yeah, I'm hoping I can start doing a lot more towards middle of January, beginning of February for sure.
Fantastic.
The market really picks back up just after Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my target, end of January pretty much.
Cool. Well, that sounds like that's good timing for you to be recovered, right when it gets busy again and, yeah.
Yeah, as much as I can, because my doctor keeps reiterating that I have an 8 to 10 month recovery time. Ugh. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm not just going to be able to jump right back in and do everything full time like I was doing, because I was constantly running around everywhere. So that and trying to be a full time mom and soccer mom and a real estate agent all at once, it's a big endeavor. So.
It sure is. Well,
yeah, but I do miss coming up there, though. Every Thursday, I'm thinking, the radio station is doing their thing today. I wish I could get up there. But, yeah.
Well, we miss you.
It'll happen.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And the book where you're a mermaid will be out this year, so that's very exciting.
Oh, yay.
Gianna the Mermaid.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, me too. It's been a sad turn of events, but the book will be out. I'm publishing 2 or 3 this year. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your friend. That's hard.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, we have a lot to say about that. It's interesting timing. We had met last summer, and she saw my illustrations for the mermaids and offered to work with me because she was a fantastic graphic designer. And so then she started adding to my illustrations things that I could have never done because I'm not a graphic designer at all. And so then the more she worked on it, the more she loved it and the more input she gave. And so we ended up creating this whole book full of mermaids. I think there's ended up being 37 pages. It's amazing how it kind of took a life of its own. And we named them, and she said she was looking forward to meeting all the ladies that I had named mermaids after, including you. And another one is my dear friend Babette, and you know, several others. And so we worked together and ended up just finishing the book, actually getting ready to get it published. And I stalled because I didn't want to do it through Amazon again. And then I met some other wonderful people and publishing through Now Publishing. And so I think that's going to be much better. But it turned out that Suki made a huge impact on the book and my life as a friend. And I'm still shocked and I'm very sad to lose her.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of makes everything almost stand still. Like, what just happened? How is it reality that it just happened?
Right, I still can't, you know, fit it in my head. And she, she's been gone since Saturday night, and her service is this coming Saturday. And you know, I'll be dedicating the book to her. And you know, we had worked together on it. And what's funny about it is she invested more time than she planned, and it, like I said, it turned into a whole thing of its own. And then we decided you know, that I would name her as co-illustrator and author of the book on that one. And she was so excited and happy because that really wasn't in the plan. And I'm so thankful to have worked with her.
Yeah.
But led to a lot of meeting some other wonderful people and some new opportunities.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. Yeah, the book would be a good way to remember her by, though.
Yeah, it was. It's meant to. It was always meant to inspire people. And so, with both of us putting our heads together, I think that we will reach a lot of people once it's out. I think and it was meant for little girls, you know, at first. And then I'm doing two books at the same time, and one is for adults. And I think it's going to inspire mermaids of all ages, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's all we can really hope for, you know?
It will.
Yes.
It will. Yeah, my daughter really liked your other book that you gave her.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. She loves books, thankfully.
Yes, thankfully. Great. Yeah. A lot of kids, they like to read on their phone these days, but actual book is even better with the illustrations.
Right, yeah, because, yeah, my 15-year-old daughter, she reads on her phone. I'm like, I can go get the book for you at the library. No.
Oh, my gosh.
One little girl that has my book, The Girl Who Sings Alphabet Backward, she tried to, that's the one you have, was drawing as many of the illustrations she could and then put a big thank you and gave it back to me as a thank you. Aww. By drawing the illustration. So,
that's sweet.
It's important to, you know, actually have the book in your hand. I know it's so much easier to read online, and my books are available, but I like it when you can page through them and keep studying them and looking at them.
Yeah, for sure. And kids especially, because they love to look at the pictures. You know, it makes the book more exciting, you know, when you turn each page and there's an awesome picture that you can really visualize it, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing can replace an actual book.
That's so true. So true. And plus, you know, I think we're all going to be blind by the time we're 50 if we keep reading our phones.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Gianna, your company is now called something different.
Yes.
Yes, and what would that be?
It is Century 21. Everyone is familiar with the Century 21 name. It's the biggest real estate brand that's been around for quite a while.
Yes.
And everyone knows the Century 21 name. So, we merged with a Century 21 franchise down in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
So now we are Century 21 ListSmart.
Right.
When you decide to go with me as a realtor, you not only get to save money when you want to list your home and commissions, you also get the big name of Century 21. Because a lot of people really want that bigger name. You know,
I've noticed too recently, because I drive around a million miles a day, I've seen a lot of Century 21 affiliate places now. Actually, that's who the management company, I guess, that just took over my property is too. But I've noticed a whole bunch of signs that used to be just either Century 21, but now it's Century 21 affiliated.
So
I was wondering if they merged with someone or something, maybe too.
they may be working with a Century 21 group. They may be brokered through that group.
Right.
Yeah. So using the Century 21 name, because everyone knows the Century 21 name.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They've been around a long time. Mm-hmm. I just remember those gold jackets.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, no more gold jackets.
Right.
Yeah. But, we still have all the customized programs that we had with ListSmart.
Right.
But now, we've got, but the Century 21 group that we're with, you have the option to have your home listed in multiple MLSs throughout the state of Florida instead of just one MLS.
That's so awesome.
Right now, we're a part of 16 boards, 16 different MLS boards all over the state.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, your house will be marketed to all with those agents and those MLSs too. And we also do global exposure. So if you're over in Europe and you're looking to move to Florida and you've got a house for sale, anyone over in Europe can get online through Century 21 and your house will be marketed that way over there through.
That's awesome because, you know, we have, I forget what the actual statistics were, but we have a lot of people moving here every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Growing. Every year, the number gets higher.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for my New Year's, kind of what I did was they had a marathon of my lottery, the people that hit the lottery and then they go buy a house. So actually, several of the stories were here in Florida. Two of them were in Orlando, but they were showing all these areas of Orlando that are just now being developed, and they're all on these little lakes and all these different areas. And they were showing on the map, like, how far away it was from actually, you know, downtown Orlando and stuff like that. But I was like, wow, like, they are really growing. Like, all those little out areas, they are getting
all the outskirts of Orlando. They're taking up all that land and they're putting houses up out there. It's either houses or the single family, there's condos, there's townhouses, all the little cute townhouses that are popping up everywhere.
They had a lot of them on there. I was like, wow, those are all brand new.
And they come up fast.
Yeah, they really do.
Very fast.
There was a piece of land. It was I always dreamed of, every time I drove past it, that if I were to buy the land, that's where I would want my house at, just because it was very secluded. There was trees. It was just a beautiful piece of property off of Virginia in Dunedin and Keene. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so pretty. Mm. They built up houses already. Like, the whole development, there's people living there already. I was like... I mean, really, it only took like 6 months. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area.
Yeah, it's very pretty over there. I always thought that would just be the perfect, like, you know, because you're still right there in Dunedin, but it was kind of secluded. But now there's a whole bunch of houses over there.
Yeah, and thankfully, I don't think they had to remove too many trees over there.
Yeah, they really didn't. I mean, they went back further because, I mean, from the street, you really couldn't see the whole property. But now... I can see the houses, like, because they're pretty tall. But it's like, wow, it's pretty over there, though. It's a good location. So how you feeling, Miss Gianna?
Well, every day is a new day. Like, how am I going to feel today?
Right.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've enjoyed the Christmas break. That means I haven't been able to, or haven't had to get up early and get the kids to school and sit in the car for a couple hours a day. Because sitting in the car just adds to... everything.
For sure.
Really,
yes. Miss Carl is in the studio. He had a surgery a little while back. He seems to be doing pretty good from it. Gianna had a back surgery, actually two at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be very complicated.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it was. It still is.
For sure.
Yeah, and I don't think, if they would have told me everything that I would be going through after the surgery, I think I would have just said, I think I'll try my chances without the surgery, but it's been a struggle.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Well, I told you, my brother, they wanted to do pretty much the same surgery as you had. He's waiting for a while. Only because he's done a lot of research with the stem cells. And the problem is the insurance companies don't want to pay for that just yet, but you know, the longer you wait, the more advanced they're going to get with some kind of treatment.
Yeah.
But I know it's scary because I have a disc that slips in and out, and I don't know. I mean, it's terrible when it happens and it lasts for months, but then I think, well, if I had surgery, then it could be even worse. I don't know.
Yeah, that, and every time you have surgery, especially when it's a back surgery, I found out, I mean, the discs, I'm not sure what level it is, but the disc above where I had the surgery are more likely to go out now because I had that surgery. I'm like,
goodness.
Oh, that is not good.
Not good. I wish you a very, very quick recovery, and I hope you feel better really soon. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Happy New Year.
Thanks,
to
Tiana.
All of you up there as well.
Happy New Year, Tiana. See you
Thanks
soon.
So much.
All right. All right. You have a great day. Bye.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, guys. All right. So do we have another song to listen to?
Well, we do. I'd like to segue into partly reason why I'm here.
That's right.
Okay. I wanted to show off some of the progression of the way the bluegrass has grown over the years, and I wanted to do that so that I could thank all of you who came to my bluegrass festival on Honeymoon Island on December 7th on a Saturday. And we had a wonderful day. It's a Honeymoon Island is a state park, and the state park has been very congenial in helping us promote our festival, and it's to benefit the Friends of Honeymoon Islands. So I wanted to thank all of you who came. 1,300 people is nothing to sneeze
at.
Yes, yes, we're very, very happy with it. And we promoted, as a guest band, we had ETSU, East Tennessee State Pride Band. Our students at East Tennessee in Johnson City, and they are wonderful musicians and just great young people to be around, and we just had so much fun with them while they were here. And they were very, very well received by the audience, and we appreciate all of your, all of the help that we got from all of you. And that goes on to thank the Stump Hollow Music Emporium, who have been co-sponsors with many, many other sponsors in our Honeymoon Island Bluegrass Festival support book. And we want to thank all of the sponsors who have helped make that work out. And so that's what I said, all that to tell you this. And we have one more CD if you would like to hear it.
Yes.
It's by the Gibson Brothers from upstate New York. Now, where would you find a bluegrass from a dairy farmers in New York State.
Oh, wow.
And here we go, the Gibson Brothers. They are the world-class band.
All right.
We'll meet again. I were damned, both body and soul. If I were damned, both body and soul, I know whose prayers, sweet prayers, would make me whole. Mother, my first companion, mother, my truest friend, mother, way up in heaven we'll meet. Mother, my first companion, mother, my truest friend, mother, way up in heaven we'll meet again.
All right, that's the Gibson's Brothers.
That was nice.
Yes, they are the latest, newest IBMA winners from this year, and so I just wanted to hear you, let you hear Bill Monroe from 1945 through the Gibson Brothers, 20, what's the year now? 2020.
Oh my gosh, 2020, well, right?
This was the latest album from the CD from the Gibson Brothers. So you can see the transition from the harmony, the banjos, the instrumentation has moved way, way ahead. And so I want to welcome you to come down to the Stump Hollow Musical Emporium. That's the store that we operate down in with a recording studio at Causeway Plaza. And I want to thank you all who come to the festival. So I'll turn it over to you.
Well, thank you so much for being here and bringing us this wonderful music. It was a great show. Yeah, and thank you so much also, Polly. But you guys got to go check out. You definitely have a recording studio right here locally, guys, right in Dunedin. If you know where Cricketers, the plaza at Cricketers, it's right there. And actually, yes. What is your neighbor? You have the pizza restaurant, which is Madison. Madison Pizza.
Yeah, they're a neighbor. And the Cricketer.
Benedict's is over there.
And the bingo place is over there. Happy Cactus is over there.
The paddleboard guy.
Yes.
He's the next door neighbor.
So if you're looking for Carl, guys, and you need a studio to come to, or if you want to buy some instruments, or just talk to him about some music or lessons or anything, right?
Yes.
All right.
And we're dealers for D'Addario strings and things, capos, tuners, and so forth, so we can suit up your guitar and banjo.
You guys got to go check out Carl at Stump Hollow Musical Emporium. It's Causeway Shopping Plaza, 2664 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. Thank you so much. All right.
Carl's about to do a commercial for Tropical, Popical, and Happy Cactus.
And you're going to do a commercial for these.
All right.
Okay.
Tropical, Popical. Popcorn. Okay, yes indeed. Well, this is, what a pleasure. This is Sampling Encouraged of Popical.
What does that tell you about her as a person?
Well, she's a very generous, good-hearted person.
She's a good-hearted
person.
She's
on Drew Street at 19 south of Spectrum Field.
I think, isn't it directly across the street?
I believe, south of, yes. Across from 251 Drew. No, she's at 251 Drew Street.
Okay, good. Tropical, Popical.
Yes, indeed.
And fine lady too. Like you guys hear me talk doing my radio show, but this is a classy, fine lady, and she's doing a great job there. You'll never say that you didn't have the best popcorn in your life. It'll be at Tropical, Popical.
I believe that, and I also have the pleasure of introducing the grand opening of Happy Cactus. Oh, and I know where Happy Cactus Mexican Cucina is, right in the plaza and across from me.
Right.
Sure enough.
And that's a family operation. You know, you see those big operations and stuff like that.
Yes.
This really is a mom and pop Mexican authentic. Did I stress the word? If I had to stress one word about this Happy Cactus, it would be authentic. It's the real deal. They make everything fresh to order.
Not only is it the real deal.
Yeah, it's not Taco Bell.
No. And I'm a hombre who does not read the menu very well, and I have no problems asking what is this and what is that, and I get a first-class tour of the menu with no questions asked except what don't you understand, senor, and it's very, very, very good.
And you're a happy customer of the Happy Cactus.
Yes, so much so.
Happy Cactus. It's at Curlew Road an alternate 19 where that McDonald's is. There's a Florida Youth Ranches in there. They're next to the bingo parlor. Happy Cactus is right there.
For sure.
For sure. Great. And then you got Tropical Popical. She's right there at Drew Street toward the Spectrum Field. And she's on Drew Street there. And she's authentic, organic popcorn. And she has all different types of flavors.
Gift ideas, popcorn bars, party snacks, fundraising, and special orders as well.
Right. Tropical Popical. Your turn.
Dunedin Pet Supply, there's a self-service pet washing station, and there's towels and conditioner and wipes and conditioning spray and anything you could want to do with your pet for $9.99.
Yeah, and you know what the thing with that is? You leave the mess, they clean it up.
Exactly.
Think about that. And then go a little bit into the details of the soaps and stuff they have.
Oh, they have a choice of 4 professional-grade shampoos, including all-natural flea and tick shampoos, so that's great for your pet.
Not and that's all included for $9.99.
1045 Main Street in Dunedin.
Right, that's right across the street from the KFC.
Yep, 727-601-4661. That's right. Dunedin Pet Supply, self-service pet wash stations. And then we have the medicine shop in Dunedin. And this is different. You bring in your med list and you
actually,
get a free...
Actually, we're doing the one on East Bay. Did I give you the wrong one?
Nope, it says East Bay.
Okay, it's okay. It's the one in Largo.
Okay. But what's nice about it is you bring in your med list and you get a free CBD consultation. Again, that's the one on East Bay Drive in Largo. And the self-service pet salon is in Dunedin. It's a pet supply.
There you go. In closing, what would you like to say about bluegrass, where it's at today, and what should we expect in the future?
Bluegrass is as strong as it's ever been. And we have just wonderful, wonderful people who come to the shows. It's family-oriented, and it's all about family and good plans, good health, good
people. I got something to say to you. My daughter asked me for a coffee machine, right? 2 days earlier, my friend Mark and Diana gave me a coffee machine. What is the odds of that? Like, how often does someone give you a coffee machine? And then 2 days after I get the coffee machine from Mark and Diana, my daughter asks me for a coffee machine. Is that like a miracle? IBM, an itty-bitty miracle?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to thank Carl for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bluegrass, corner of Curlew and Alton 19. Paulie, of course, the wonderful smiley Paulie. Who else did we have on? We had Happy, Joy, Gianna. And who else did we have on?
Just us.
Just us, that's all we need.
And just you.
So bluegrass, baby, that's where it's at. Bluegrass, 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 call bluegrass. Say it one more time.
Bluegrass, bluegrass. It's available in LP, CD, cassettes. We still have cassettes.
What about 8-tracks?
We do have 8-tracks.
Bye-bye.
Reel to reel.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.